Surah An-Nisa, verses 88 to 91.
Some of the hypocrites were not known. They pretended and they did a good job of pretending to be Muslims. There were other hypocrites who were known, like those who left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of the Battle of Uhud. They clearly showed that they are a different group. And there were others who came from out of Medina Munawwara as well, hypocrites. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this entire passage is about them. And there is a detailed note for you to read. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, what is the matter with you that you are divided into two groups? You are divided into two groups concerning the hypocrites. Wallahu arkasahum bima kasabu. Whereas Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has cast them back into disbelief for what they have done. أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَهْدُوا مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهِ. Do you seek to guide those whom Allah has left to be astray? وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. He whom Allah sends astray, never will you find for him a way to return to guidance. Because of what the munafiqeen have been doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived them of iman and put them back into their state of kufr. Ayah 89. وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ. And how staunch these munafiqeen are, how they wish that you would disbelieve, كَمَا كَفَرُوا, as they have disbelieved. فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً, so that you would all be alike. فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. So do not take from them allies. حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Unless they emigrate for the cause of Allah. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was a condition before the conquest of Makkah that whoever became a Muslim had to migrate to Medina Munawwara. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, but if they refuse, they do not want to migrate and become complete believers, فَخُذُوهُمْ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ, then seize them and kill them wherever you find them. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, and take not from them any ally or helper. Ayah 89, exception. Under two circumstances, there is an exception. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٍ. Except for those who take refuge with a people whom between yourselves and them is a treaty. Or second one, أَوْ جَاءُوكُمْ حَصِرَتْ صُدُورُهُمْ أَن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ أَوْ يُقَاتِلُوا قَوْمَهُمْ. Or those who come to you, their hearts strained at the prospect of fighting you or fighting their own people. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَسَلَّطَهُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَقَاتَلُوكُمْ. And if Allah had willed, He could have given them power and unleashed them upon you so that they would have fought you. Now that they are not fighting you, فَإِنِ اعْتَزَلُوكُمْ فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمْ. So if they keep away from you and they cease hostility and do not fight and they propose peace, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سَبِيلًا. Then Allah does not give you a legitimate cause for harming them, for fighting them. Last ayat of this ruku, ayah 91. Another type of munafiq. سَتَجِدُونَ آخَرِينَ. You will find others. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَأْمَنُوكُمْ وَيَأْمَنُوا قَوْمَهُمْ. Who wish to be secure from you and security from their own people. They're playing both sides. كُلَّمَا رُدُّوا إِلَى الْفِتْنَةِ أُرْكِسُوا فِيهَا. Each time they find an opportunity to harm you, they revert and relapse and cause you harm. What does you do? فَإِن لَمْ يَعْتَزِلُوكُمْ وَيُلْقُوا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمْ. So if they do not withdraw nor propose peace with you, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَيَكُفُّوا أَيْدِيَهُمْ, and they do not restrain their hands from harming you, from attacking you, then what should you do? فَخُذُوهُمْ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ. Seize them and kill them wherever you encounter them. وَأُولَٰئِكُمْ جَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. And those are the ones against whom we have made for you a clear authorization to attack. Let us do tilawat of this ruku. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فما لكم في المنافقين فئتين والله أركسهم بما كسبوا أتريدون أن تهدوا من أضل الله ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا ودوا لو تكفرون كما كفروا فتكونون سواء فلا تتخذوا منهم أولياء حتى يهاجروا في سبيل الله فإن تولوا فخذوهم واقتلوهم حيث وجدتموهم ولا تتخذوا منهم وليا ولا نصيرا إلا الذين يصلون إلى قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق أو جاءوكم حصرت صدورهم أن يقاتلوكم أو يقاتلوا قومهم ولو شاء الله لسلطهم عليكم فلقاتلوكم فإن اعتزلوكم فلم يقاتلوكم وألقوا إليكم السلم فما جعل الله لكم عليهم سبيلا ستجدون آخرين يريدون أن يأمنوكم ويأمنوا قومهم كلما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها فإن لم يعتزلوكم ويلقوا إليكم السلم ويكفوا أيديهم فخذوهم واقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأولئكم جعلنا لكم عليهم سلطانا مبينا
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب